the meatball.
The meatball's in that. I was going to wear the meatball hat because the stuff that I am going to be sharing is like, I want to wear something that makes me look like they won't take me seriously so I don't have to worry. But I got to tell you, there's something going on with this healthcare thing. Mm. I don't know if you've been talking about it at all. I saw the Hamburglar up at one point.
Yeah, it's a McDonald's advertisement at this point.
Yeah, it's a little bit weirder than that. I don't know if you can do this or not. Can you pull up my ex? Can you do that? We're going to start off with Grimace.
Okay.
We're going to start off with Grimace, okay? And you'll see that a couple of days ago I shared out the fact that I found it interesting. I thought there was something that was going to happen in New York City. A couple of things kind of tipped me off to that. So I said a shakeup's coming because Grimace has been associated with these big shakeup events quite a bit recently. You probably remember when the big trend was going around where you drink the shake and everybody was turning into a zombie. Seems like everybody's kind of become a zombie, and McDonald's is kind of smack dab in the middle of this. Okay, so take a look at this right here. So we see, obviously, once again, McDonald's is key. And, you know, the first thing that came to mind was like, my goodness, does it get any better, the PR for McDonald's? It's just insane. But what was interesting was 11 days after I posted, a shakeup is coming to New York City, okay? Because Mickey D shared a picture of Grimace riding a red shoe. There you'll see, okay? So take a look at that. So you see Grimace on the red shoe. And if you scroll up a little bit, you'll see what I wrote, which is that Grimace was originally known. A lot of people don't know this. That Grimace was originally known as the evil Grimace, the evil beast. Actually had four different arms. So he was known originally as the evil Grimace. So if I saw Grimace on top of this red shoe, which I knew was associated with shakeups, I knew that New York City was going to be in the mix. Now, what's weirder is that on Halloween, I found that Grimace post by McDonald's that you just had up. On Halloween, there's a Grimace lookalike competition. Now, they didn't say where that picture was taken, but I had this vibe. I said, this has got to be New York City. So I said, stay safe, everybody. Now, if you click over to the left, you'll see that there was a lookalike competition that took place in New York City right after this event. Strange, right? This is weird, okay? This is weird. So here we know shakeup's coming to New York City. That's what I felt like, at least, because the last time Grimace was kind of in the news, ironically, right now the Mets are in the news because of who signed with the Mets as opposed to signing elsewhere. Got a huge deal out of this. Grimace is like the mascot for the Mets, the Metropolitan. It's the whole thing is just, there's got to be more to this, right? So there's a Grimace lookalike competition, and then here we are. It wasn't much longer. It was, 1 month, 8 days later, and you have the lookalike competition for this alleged shooter. That's a little bit weird. There's a lot more weird. Did you hear about the officer that arrested him? Did you hear about that?
What about the officer?
Truth Seeker sent me something. The officer's name is Fry. The guy that arrested the Luigi.
His name was Fry.
His name was Fry. Yeah, the officer's name was Fry.
That's hilarious.
So, and of course, you know, I had a strange feeling about McDonald's because I had this weird dream that voting machines were in there. So that when Trump did his whole, you know, spiel of serving fries and frying fries, it was all about the fries at McDonald's. You know, you just get to a point where you think, this is strange, right? But it gets a lot stranger, okay? Let's forget about the fact that his last name, Mangione, right? Mangione means big eater, right? The Big Mac, the big eater in McDonald's. It means glutton. And he's in Pennsylvania where he gets arrested. That's the Keystone State. Everything went down in Pennsylvania. Where did Donald Trump do the McDonald's? Did anybody remember where that was? I forgot. Was that in Pennsylvania too, or was that somewhere else?
I feel like he does McDonald's in every state he goes to.
Oh, yeah, right? He did it in Pennsylvania. He did, where he was.
So there you have it. The Keystone State. This is the key. This is a big deal. But this is where it gets weird.
Also, you last year, you've been covering Grimace connected to a smile in the Grimace smile. And this is the smiling assassin.
Right.
Yeah. That's where that's how I connected it, is from you've been on this Grimace thing.
You know, we talked about the assassin show, right? We talked about this and the Olympics that went down. This was a big thing because you were the one that kind of opened that door to me.
Right.
And I was just blown away with the fact that I'd forgotten that, you know, we all talked about, you know, this being the year of 2024 would be the year of the assassins. And my goodness, you have the best show right now is called The Jackal, about an assassin, corporate espionage assassin. You have all the attempts that have gone down, all this. But what's weird was, remember I called you up and we talked about the fact that this had to do with Prometheus, because the assassin in the Olympics opening ceremony was carrying the torch, which is
Prometheus fire, right?
Right, the fire of the gods. And so my big thing has been, I've been saying that the fire is lit, the fire is lit. This also ties into the story of Samson and Donald Trump as the second president. Like there's going to be, we're going to probably start hearing, I've been saying, we're going to start hearing about fires, like literal fires. I wouldn't doubt if we start seeing stuff like this happen literally in New York City, God forbid.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're going to see some fires for sure. I don't know where it's going to be, but it's coming.
Well, it's Prometheus, he was corrected because, of course, you know, he gave the fire of the gods to the humans. This is an issue. This is a big issue. The shooter, this would-be assassin, or this alleged assassin, who's carrying, you probably talked about the fact that he was carrying Monopoly money, right?
Which is, tell us about it.
Yeah, it's just strange, in his backpack. So they find his backpack, and they're like, oh, it's filled with Monopoly money. And everybody, of course, is saying, well, Monopoly and McDonald's, they go kind of hand in hand. You have this whole thing, right?
Right, because like the Monopoly was the game at McDonald's. That was so much fun. I used to play that, but I never won. No one won.
No, it was a scam.
It was. And actually, there was actually a big scandal too that was connected to that. They did scam a lot of people. You're right. So this is what was weird. This was my show that I did. That's the thumbnail right there. And you'll see that's Prometheus in the background. That's the statue that is at Rockefeller Center. Now, why did I put that there? Well, because the day of this, you know, this shooting was when they were going to light the Christmas tree, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Rockefeller Center is known for Prometheus. Prometheus, the fire of the gods. The fire is lit. Weird. Prometheus. So now I didn't get the full picture of this. I talked about, this is why I'm like vibing big time with this story. And I was so happy to come on here because I think this is so important with the day that's going on. Yeah. You know, the story that we're hearing about is, this is all about healthcare and it's connected to AI. Okay. So all of this is connected to artificial intelligence and the fact that they just denied so many claims. They found ways to deny claims. Now, this is why everybody is cheering for this guy, because healthcare is so expensive, so expensive. Well, I wonder what could make healthcare less expensive. Perhaps maybe slashing regulation and slashing people that work and get paid a lot of money and just putting AI behind the wheel, right? Why not? Why not everything go towards AI, artificial intelligence, Frankenstein? Because do you know the other name for Frankenstein, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein? You know what the original title is?
The Modern Prometheus.
The Modern Day Prometheus. So this is weird. Now this is where it gets weird. So if you go to the next slide where you see the officer, go to the left, I think. I think there you go. That's the only officer whose name was seen. So this big scene just went down. You know, Luigi, he's Luigi, which blows my mind because we've been talking about Bizarro Superman and Bizarro World. Like everything's flipped. It used to be McDonald's, and then they did this whole anime thing called WickDonald's, where everything was flipped on its head. You know, like we were entering into a whole new timeline where everything's just ridiculous, where this guy's name is Luigi. And Not too long earlier, you had Elon Musk playing Wario, and he's fingering Luigi as the killer in the courtroom in New York.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, you don't remember the video where he played Wario?
And his baby mama, Grimes, she ended up going to the hospital for a mental breakdown after the show. Grimes right there. Grimes is Peach.
So this is what's nuts, though, is that here he's saying, Luigi, you're the killer, and Luigi's like, oh, no. Strange, right?
Strange. And then here's the distress call signal. That
the mushrooms. Hang on a second. Go back to the mushrooms. Now, this killer, alleged, he has like a whole page about the benefits of mushrooms and stress relief.
Oh, are you serious? He's promoting the Gordon Lawson mushroom.
Well, and AI, too. I posted in the private chat a link to his actual Twitter thread, and the last thing that he had retweeted and pinned was all about this new AI revolution.
Waldman. So I look at that, and I go, that's interesting. He's just very, very nonchalantly standing perfectly in the shot, so it's very clear who he is. So I said, I got to look that name up. First name that comes up is Dr. Waldman, who is just a character in Guess What? Series, the story. Dr. Waldman, Frankenstein, Prometheus.
Ingolstadt. And what about Ingolstadt, Paranoid?
Well, there are some other theories that I really like, too, that Mary Shelley's Frankenstein interpretations, that it was also about the Bavarian Illuminati, that Frankenstein was a personified version, this monster of a group that was founded in the same place that Frankenstein comes from, Ingolstadt University. This is where Adam Weishaupt takes over Ingolstadt University and turns it into his recruiting ground for the Bavarian Illuminati.
But I mean, isn't this a little strange? You know, I even got freaked out when I took the picture at like 3:11. You know, there's like everything so strange in my life.
His name's Waldman, just like in Frankenstein.
Like character. And here, all I'm talking about for how long, and we talked about this from the moment that it happened, Prometheus. The fire's being lit. The whole thing is nuts. Go to the next slide. Go to the next slide if you can. For a second. And then I just got a little, I just thought it was interesting because I'm always talking about 7-Eleven, and just the license plate I thought was cool. It was 77 and K is the 11th letter. I should have probably looked at M and G.
Wow. Yeah, you do talk about the 7-Eleven all the time.
So the whole thing, there's just something that makes me feel like I think this is connected to AI. I mean, but not just that. I think that this story could be one of those things where we're done with the healthcare system. You know, we're done doing things the way that's been done. It's too expensive. People aren't getting care. What about like universal care? And then what about, hey, we have universal care. Well, we have AI do a lot of the job. And why wouldn't we want to move to something where everybody can get some kind of health care as opposed to being denied claims by AI? It's almost like the AI denies the claims and then they blame the system. They blame, you know, the CEO and they blame the group, which, by the way, I don't know if you know anything about Mr. Mangione, Mr. Big Mac eater himself, but his family is connected to the exact same type business. They have so much money. They're connected to the U.S. healthcare, the business. They have a Lorraine something. They have like a whole group. I mean, these are very well-to-do people.
Lorraine group. Wow.
Yeah. They're very connected to healthcare and like nursing homes and all the stuff that U.S. healthcare and this federal kind of thing that they're bringing against U.S. healthcare. All of this seems to be connected in a weird way. But at the same time that all of this is happening, you have Elon Musk talking about Grok and how Grok can diagnose things. Share your X-ray. And now there's this big talk about how AI can do the job of a doctor and do it better. They're saying this now. This is happening now. And the X-ray of Louis Mangione's lower back, where it was fused, the story goes that he had such a bad back that it was fused that he can't even be intimate with women. That's what the story is with this guy. Meanwhile, when he got out of that car, he was jumping around not like somebody who has a bad back. You know, he was like thrashing around and everything else. I mean, valedictorian of his class. He also wrote like a 262, some kind of a, you know, manifesto. Did you hear about this? That they found
the manifesto? No.
Seems like some of it was written afterwards, if not all of it. And it was handwritten. My novel, which, by the way, I'm going to put a plug out there, because if I air this on my show, everybody should get a copy of The Calling, like the best novel ever. This is 328 pages, which in Hebrew means to glut, ironically. I didn't do that on purpose. It's Strong's 322. It means 328 means to gird up. But it took me a while to write that. He's picked up in McDonald's.
I mean, it could have been psychically driven into him, right? Like MK Ultra style.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, that's right. You do have my novel. It's awesome. It really is a great. It's probably
I've been showing off my book collections this whole entire stream.
It's my crowning achievement in life.
It takes a lot of work. I mean, we did just a little pamphlet. This is a lot more to put together this. And thank you.
Do you know that this stuff that's happening with one alleged killer is also happening at the same time that there is another killer, who self-defense killer, who's been set free? Daniel Penny. Okay. So we had the beast, Grimace, riding the red shoe into the parade. And I said, oh, Jacob's coming. Watch out, New York, right? Look-alike competition's coming. Whoa, watch out, New York. Something's weird going on. We get the look-alike for the would-be assassin. And then we got the riots that went on. Well, not riots. I shouldn't say that. They weren't. They were like mild, small protests, but they could turn into something much, much bigger in a second if things aren't out of there it is right there. And they could get a lot worse very, very shortly. But what's interesting about this is Daniel, I believe I posted this on my page as well. If you go back, you'll be able to find it. Daniel, now that he's free, people are kind of comparing him to some kind of a hero. And one of the heroes they're comparing him to, I was a little freaked out by, Method on X. His name's Burton. He's a great guy. He's been with me for a long time. He's loved my channel for a long time. He was just blown away that this guy, Daniel Penny, who is the, you know, he's this guy that was just set free, which is what the protests are about. If you can go over to my X and see if you can find the Daniel Penny post. There is a, I reposted it. You can see that there's a tattoo that he has. And on the tattoo, that's another thing too you might want to take a look at. He was known for playing that game. It's an assassin game called Among Us. Extremely ironic. Yeah. Ironic.
There's 10 of them, it looks like. I was trying to count how many.
The whole thing is just disturbing. But so this guy, Daniel Penny, he's got, now here's weird. Samson, for those that don't know, was a biblical judge. He was actually like, you know, what happened was there was no king over Israel, really, at the time. Israel, there were a bunch of slaves. We're captives in the system, sort of like us being sucked into the system. And God gave these judges that would come, and the judges, what they would do is they would like help the people out. Like when the people were wrong, they'd correct them. When they put them in the right direction. There's a lot of great stories, a lot of great judges. It's in the book of Judges if you want to read it. The last judge, one of my favorites, because he was, you know, a big tough guy, is Samson. Okay. Now here's weird. So I've been talking about Samson a lot, because if you take the name Samson and you scramble the words around, you get Masons. Now, why would I do that? Well, because I see, and I saw back in 2023, I actually did a video about this, where I compared Trump to Samson, who is going to come in because, you know, Trump is known for New York City. And at the time, there was a hive of honeybees that was just randomly appeared in the midst of New York City. And I thought of the story of Samson and the Lion. You probably remember that, you know, he was going to his bride the first time. And along the way, a lion came in his way and he wrestled him and he killed the lion. And then when he goes back home, and he's ready to come back again to take his bride the second time, hoping that his bride's going to be ready, kind of like Trump's coming back to take back the United States, you know, kind of like the first time he was there, he ends up in a big fight with a lion. And then the next time, here he is the second time, but he gets angry because his bride was given to another. And so what he does is he takes the tails of like 300 foxes. He puts a firebrand in between them. And it was during the wheat harvest, which, by the way, is kind of happening right now. I like this. This is, I think biblically, this is the time for the wheat harvest. And what's significant about the wheat harvest is to get the, you know, the material from the wheat that you actually use to make bread, you got to thresh the wheat. And that's not a great process, threshing. And that's the time that we're entering into. So I compared Samson to Trump when he came in the second time, the biblical judge that comes in to kind of set everything right, to bring fire, which is why I feel like we are also going to be seeing some, you know, fires, we'll say, popping up everywhere, like things are going to start to burn. I just had this vibe and I'm still, you know, thinking.
We totally are.
You know,
I said that in my last stream too.
Yesterday. Is that right about fires?
Yeah, I said the fires are even. There's astrologers who said that something with the astrology too is like prime for fires happening on the date January 2nd.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which is January 2nd is 201, like backwards, right. One, yeah. Or whatever, you know, but. Yeah, so we'll see.
The whole thing, so you have two different stories, you know, three different stories going on at the same time, right? And then you have this Daniel Penny who's got the Samson, he's got the tattoo of Samson ripping a lion in two. So I feel
so like that's him.
What is that?
That's him right there in the tattoo.
Yeah, and that's the guy that got off. Look at his tattoo. It's the exact same picture, that famous picture of Samson ripping the lion in two. I've said is coming with Trump. You know, we're going to see like things being like we'll say like a fire sale. You know, like everything's going to be just turned on its head. And I wouldn't doubt that these stories that we're hearing.
This looks like a lady to me, right?
It does,
here.
Yeah, it does look like a woman. That's right.
Does not look like this guy at all. And no. On The Economist magazine, the guy is also smiling like in the middle. And like this is like the big story. Do you remember The Economist magazine?
I do. Yeah, that little like we were like, who's that mouth?
Yeah, I thought it was the what's her name from this is crazy. Like shout out to Maverick. Maverick, he sent me this picture and was showing me this one, like my Count of Monte Schizo. I call it my new name, where I'm obsessed with the 128 number. And
yeah,
how,
you know, I'm seeing that around a lot, and I don't know what 128 really means.
It's like it's been my thing that I've been doing.
You call it the 128 code, right?
Yeah, and this one right here, this post, it got over like 300,000 views. Like, wow. What the hell? But wow. This is just like this. My reticular activation system sees the numbers.
Yeah.
So when you were talking about this guy. Posting no, hold on one second, let me pull it up. It's what Paranoid American, he shared out, the assassin was talking about AI.
Yeah, it was a long Twitter thread that he was just talking about AI for like 20 different posts.
But he posted it on that date, the 128 code, the December 8th.
Wow.
Oh, just the my
let me read what that says. Let me see. Normal range, possible states, human race.
This is a fairly popular theory that humanity has multiple times come to the same cusp we're on, where right. they discover AI or some sort of solid state intelligence, and right. then it goes one of two ways. Either it leads to an extinction level event, or it leads right. to immortality. And I guess one of the claims here is that since we don't know of any immortals, then what usually happens is we get to this cusp and then something goes horrifically wrong, and then that leads to close to an extinction level event, which in some cases means we start over from scratch all over again.
Yeah, we just live our lives over again. We're probably an echo on a server. We've probably been doing it. Hey, listen, it took God how many, you know, times to make man? You know, days like 1,000 years. I mean, who said we may be at this thing for thousands of years and never know it, but through adversity, you know, and like AI is brought through adversity training, we evolve, we get better. I mean, that could also be a reason why people like you and me, both of you and I start to see patterns. And we're like, when I saw that grimace, I'm like, something's going to happen in New York City. It's going to be a shakeup. When I see the lookalike competition happening, I say, I think there's something going on in New York City. Doesn't that look like New York City? And then there's a lookalike competition. And then there's this thing that happens 11 days. 128 is 11. Am I correct? If you add that up, right? That's 11.
Yeah,
right.
So it's the whole thing. Now, I actually went and I did a Google Earth search on that 128 Sherman place. It's freaky. All right. You go down the street. First of all, you can't find the house. The house isn't there. But there's like weird things. Like there's a black cat in a window staring to like another house, like has a door creaked half open. It's like the whole thing looks haunted.
Oh, and scary. Weird.
Yeah. I did if you got time to kill today, I mean, I don't know. You're doing this stream for how long? You may want to try to like look up 128 Sherman Place, Maplewood, New Jersey, and just go down and take a look at the street. It's freaky, and it freaked me out, and I shut it off. When I saw the black cat in the second window at 124, I was like, check, please.
Oh, we're definitely going to do that tonight. Late night stream. We're going to go to this fake address and see what's going on there. That's a great idea.
All right, well, listen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jacob.
Everybody that's watching, and thanks for letting me be a part of your history. Because this is going to be amazing. This is history. All right. Love everybody. I'll talk to y'all soon. Check me out, YouTube, jacobisrael.com or X. It's at Jacob71 on X. I like sharing on X too, but YouTube's the place. All right. Bye-bye. Love y'all.
The teacher's teaching me how the evangelists speak of either no responsibility or infinite fire. For gain they remain, for name they claim the truth while proving to be liars. And I, Lord, oh, I feel like a spy in a land of giants, seeking day and night and feeling like I'm never going to find it. Because your truth, oh, Lord, few seem to want to buy it. They build out of the reputations they've killed. A kingdom that will become a funeral pyre. For the behavior of those who claim to be God, I have truly grown tired. When, Lord, when will you show the world if they be corrupt, they will be fired? Or else, how will they know your kingdom in this life? They never know until this type of behavior they retire. And I, Lord, oh, I feel like a spy in a land of giants, seeking day and night.